This time next week, people in Dumfries and Galloway will be deciding if they're with the UK or if Scotland should go it alone. It has, of course, got everyone talking.
I think we're much better off joined, better, safer economically and all other ways with being joined together.
I don't like the idea of Trident. I think the NHS is being strafed not just by privatisation but also by the health and social care bill that they brought in England, where they're giving public health to local authorities but not the resources.
Well, just this morning, the Royal Bank of Scotland's confirmed it's planning to relocate to England if Scotland votes for independence. Well, with most of the campaigning from both sides taking place north of the border, CFM wanted to find out if people in Cumbria know what to expect. Our reporter Charlotte Murphy's been finding out.
Do you think they will be affected in Cumbria?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't think people understand what it actually means. I don't think
it's personally going to affect me on my day-to-day life as to what I do and how I go about my life.
So people in Carlisle seem undecided. We're being warned, though. Whatever the outcome of next week's vote, there will be consequences. I've been quizzing our expert, Professor Frank Peck from the University of Cumbria.
Carlisle is already a border city. You know, people commute across the border on a regular basis. People travel to education, travel for shopping. And all of those kinds of behaviours might be affected over time.
And you can find out more about how next week's vote could affect you on our website. It's cfmradio.com.